your round for Kate Gaffney, she was good, right? You got a big hand for Kate. All right. Got a beautiful voice. A beautiful voice. I'm gonna try something. Stay with me. There are truck stops, and there are rest areas, and never the twain shall meet. I see them both, time after time, through desert heat, or foot after foot of snow. This car low to the ground. They tell me the shocks are gone. And you can feel every bump, every crack, every icy patch, every mile. And the heat of the engine will warm you as you sleep. Black leather jacket for a blanket, the guitar's upright, having slept all day. They're vertical now, like watchdogs, ready to bark the approach of a thief in the night. This will be my hotel, this 1989 Chevy Cavalier, that I inherited from a man who hung himself, the culmination, oddly enough, of a great love story. And his spirit watches over me, protecting those of you that are skeptical of these guardian angel thoughts might like to know that after I donated that car to charity, still running well after 300,000 miles, and bought the car of my dreams, that car threw me like a bunking Bronco, caved its own head in, rather than endure the abuse these rock and roll wars and I could dish out. It was 9 months of convalescence for me, and I rent now, the vehicles and I, eyeing each other skeptically. But let's put it into perspective. I did 13 gigs in 11 days once for a total of 7,700 miles alone. Truck stops are weird oases, peaceful places to sleep. Truckers have a cool integrity and a watchful eye. Ancient mariners on the highway, I'd pull that little car in between two 18-wheelers and sleep well into the morning. My wife would raise an eyebrow at this in terms of comfort or vulnerability, but sometimes it's not worth the $40 to sleep for 3 hours in a Motel 6. Besides, on a lengthy tour where she accompanied me, we awoke to the sound of Muslim truckers praying to the sunrise, a beautiful moment. The trucker culture is a whole different world. The diner food, the waitresses, the clothes, which is some kind of biker Western wear hybrid. The lounges and showers, the repairs, the energy pills, the inside jokes, the stories. I met a trucker who would get on his radio across the country and sell the new tires off his rig, trading with the worn tires of the buyer. Laughing, he'd pocket the handsome profit. Lot lizards or trucker servicing whores. The Flying J, the pilot, the TA Travel Center will leave a headlight on it for you. Rest areas are, they're different. Tourists stretching in the sunlight, white shorts and hair, eyeing my dirty black and bald, with a look like they can't wait to tell Millie back home. In a snowstorm in North Dakota, I saw a young transvestite working the rest areas on both sides of the highway, that poor soul hustling blowjobs to get to New York or San Francisco, the diesel sweat smell, the Merle Haggard cigarette tapes. I hope he made it. Sleeping in a rest area is the last vestige of exhaustion, and I've done it many times, and I've seen America there. The Pacific Coast Highway, rounding the bed, the waves crashing against the rocks, the desert at night, Ernest Tubbs' Miles and Miles of Texas, the straightforward Midwest, that damn I-95 from Maine to Florida, the mighty Mississippi. I spent the day with Jerry Lee Lewis's sister in Faraday, Louisiana. I saw Little Richard preach on Easter Sunday. I saw Junior Brown in the smallest bar in Oklahoma at a magnificent punk band in Madison, Wisconsin. I pissed off my balcony onto Hollywood Boulevard with a band that shall remain nameless. At 7 o'clock in the morning, I think it was, on a misty morning in Seattle, I tried to find a bar with the Pogues, them explaining football songs to me, on and on and fucking on. And the America that I have seen out there is not the one in the malls, or that the media screams, or that idiot in the White House talks about. It's not the fearful or hateful Rush Limbaugh America. It truly is bold and courageous, with joy and originality, and embraces those that can't fit in anywhere else. I know the rest of the world might not think that right now, and sometimes I find it hard myself, but I have no fear that the feeling will return, because the great patriots will rise again, like Lenny Bruce or Woody Guthrie, Richard Pryor or Billie Holiday, or Jack Kerouac, or Allen Ginsberg, or Malcolm X, or Patti Smith, or Hunter Thompson, Rosa Parks, John Coltrane, William Burroughs. These I might pledge my allegiance to, and painstakingly, and probably through great sacrifice, someone will come again to lead me to believe in the dream.